Jet.
With Finn Johansson.
It is. Who's that dog?
Damn, boy.
You're here. Rainy Day Projects with Finn Johansson, and he's here.
Hey.
Welcome.
Hey, thank you for having me, Karen.
I could barely bring myself to ask what happened on Sunday in the park.
The beautiful neighbour meetup. I printed out 200 flyers for anybody who wasn't here last week to hear about it, and I put them in everybody's mailbox. I made a Gmail that said Wilcott Street Meetup Hangout at gmail.com in case anybody had any questions. No one did. Went out on Saturday night, went to 3 parties. I was walking home at 6, 7 in the morning, and then I was like, oh, I got this meetup at midday. So didn't
walking
have much
home
sleep.
At 6, 7 in the morning.
Didn't have much sleep. Right. Bought some Coca-Cola and crisps for the people. Arrived at the park, and no one came.
Was it raining?
It was monsooning. It was going hard. Right. That was the one thing. And I did hear you say on the radio after I left last week that the weather forecast might not look so good.
Oh, that was a texter.
Yeah, that was a texter. Thank you for that text. Didn't change anything apart from that. I slept in the car keeping an eye on the snacks just in case any sad old people walked up and wanted company.
Right, yeah. Okay, so there's nothing to report.
These old people contain multitudes. They're not just sad old people, for all you
sad old
thinking
people.
That I'm being mean.
Right.
Yeah. I can hear giggling on the other end of the line.
I can hear somebody on the phone. So is this your
this is my replacement for the Rainy Day Project. I didn't make any friends with my community. I'm just as invested in international politics and not my local well-being of my neighbours. Because nobody came to the meetup. Thanks a lot, all you people of Wilcott Street.
Well, they're not listening, so don't worry.
Yeah. If you're from Wilcott Street, check your mailbox. You got something in there from a couple of weeks ago.
Abuse that you didn't turn up. There's 200 flyers going out.
The next one says, hey, it's a mean flyer. But anyway, I thought for the Rainy Day Project this week, we'd get in my old friend, Emily Fairlight.
Oh, who I just played.
Who you just played. Okay. Coincidence. And she's going to talk about her top 5 head injuries of all time. Top 5 head cranial damages that she's sustained over a long career of cranial injuries.
Doesn't sound good.
That's just the top 5, you know.
Jeez.
It's just the top 5. So I'll hand the floor over to you, Emily. We love you, Emily, and Karen. Maybe if you have any questions during the thing,
you'll be talking as well. Hey, Emily, mother of gloom, is this to do with the head injuries, do you think?
No, but the last head injury that I'll talk about was definitely when I started writing better songs, so maybe it helped.
All right, so I have no idea what your 5 head injuries are.
Oh, they're good.
All right,
they're
good. I'll leave it to you. Tell us.
All right, well, I'll start with the start. So the first one was chasing my brothers, and I ran into my parents' bedhead, and kept chasing and then looked down and my whole pyjama top was covered with blood.
How old were you, 30?
I think I was like 5 or 6.
Oh, yeah, we're going chronologically. That's cool.
Oh, yeah, I thought I'd start young.
That's smart.
Yeah.
You look down, you're covered in blood. That's good.
I looked down, covered in blood. So off to the A&E, got some stitches in the old head. That was exciting.
Cool scar.
Cool scar. And then the next one was just, you know, classic fall out of the top bunk onto the chair at the bottom.
Onto your head?
An active sleeper. Onto my head, yeah. I got a big, like, egg-sized lump on the front of my head.
Damn. Did they take off the top bunk after that?
No.
Nah, back up. You got to get back on the horse.
Yeah,
she's not going to be able to sleep on any bunks as an adult if we don't get her back up on that top bunk.
He's got to learn to fall better.
Got to learn to fall better. You got to learn to break your fall with the part of your head that's still not an egg.
I think you're casting aspersions on Emily's parents.
Yeah, what do you think, Em? Is this unfair?
It's all right. They won't be listening.
Yeah, just like Wilcott Street denizens.
Exactly. They actually live on Wilcott Street.
Oh, sweet. Yeah, I told all those guys not to listen.
Separate houses.
Yeah. Well, yeah, if you next time you talk to them, tell them thanks a lot.
I will tell them that.
Nice.
All right. Well, so the next one was, I kind of went through this phase where I thought, this is when I'm a young adult, where I thought I could pick anybody up. Like, I felt real strong. And so it was kind of my party trick. I'd get a bit drunk and then I'd pick people up. Mm. And I saw a challenge Mm-hmm. He was like over 6 foot, like big burly guy. And he was like, he was resisting it, you know, but I was pushing. And then he was resisting. He didn't want it to happen, so he was kind of like dead waiting. And then all of a sudden he just let me pick him up, and we both went over backwards with him on top of me and hit the back of my head on a coffee table.
Oh, damn, was he okay?
Yeah, he was fine.
He's the only one I've come to care about in this story. You're the villain of this story.
I was definitely the villain. Yeah.
That was your villain era.
I was his cushion.
Oh, you were the cushion. Okay, that's good. That relieves
you. I was the cushion.
Your brain was the cushion.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, so can we pause for a second?
Yeah.
So with these first three, did you notice any neurological differences?
With the third one, I definitely had a concussion. I was sick after that, but not really, massively.
Because they say you don't sleep it off. They say you don't sleep it off, but they say do sleep it off now. So for your sixth concussion in the future, apparently the things have changed. But don't come crying to me if you go to sleep and something goes wrong.
Okay.
Anybody listening, Google what to do. Don't listen to me. But I think it's changed. You can go to sleep potentially. So that was your first full capital C concussion.
Yeah.
We're up to number four.
Now we're up to number four.
Okay, number four was a bouncy castle.
Bouncy castle.
Like a big one, like it had those kind of like podiums, like the jousting podiums.
What's a jousting podium? Sorry, I hate to keep
it. Podium for jousting.
Thanks, Karen. Okay, continue. Yeah. Cleared it up for
me. And I wasn't interested in kind of getting on the podiums, but I was just kind of running around like a maniac on this bouncy castle. And I did like a kind of dive into somebody's knee and fractured my eye socket.
Wow. Ouch.
And it looked amazing. Like, did you ever see that movie Pan's Labyrinth?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I looked like a character out of there.
You look like the bro with the eye hands.
Yeah,
that's right. What did it look like from inside your head when you fractured your eye socket?
Nothing really, just normal.
But
my eye
cool
went all like blood, like zombie. Yeah.
How was the knee? Once again, I have concern for the victims here.
I got no idea. I think all the people that are kind of involved in my injuries.
That kid's never going to walk
feel
again.
Feel terrible. Yeah. No, this was I was a grown up at this point.
Yeah, everybody was yelling. It's like, M, you're the only grown up.
You're the only grown up on the bouncy castle.
This is not the grown up's bouncy castle. There's no such thing, Emily, as a grown up's bouncy castle.
So how's your head by this point? Is it? Are you still, compus mentis?
By that point, yeah.
You're going to have to dumb it down, Karen. You can't say big words.
Yeah.
You're all right.
So I still had one. Still got one more good one to go.
Right, number five. Okay.
Danger. Number five, yeah. Yep. Which, not a super interesting story, but I did, I fell off a path onto the concrete. I clipped my feet on the way down, and I fell, I think, maybe like 4 or 5 metres onto my head.
That's a big one.
It was a big one.
Yeah.
You fell off a what did you say? Off a car.
It was like a path. Like, it was in Mount Pleasant in Christchurch. It was dark. I thought that the driveway was on the other side of the path, but it was just a big drop.
This was the one that got you really good at writing songs, eh?
Yeah, really good at writing songs, pretty bad at living life.
What year was that?
It was maybe 8 years ago.
Oh, good to hear that it was 8 years ago. There hasn't been a number six yet. No, there hasn't ever been a number six.
No. I had a mild number six.
Yeah, I guess nothing's come into the top five since then.
No, that was definitely like the game changer, that one. So that was like,
damn.
Had to change my whole life. And that was when I started writing songs that were worth writing, I think. Yeah.
There's an upside. Cool.
And you got that money, you got sponsored by that bike helmet company, eh?
I should have.
Hey, it's still there. Like, what do you do now? Because I headbutted a mug once and concussed myself, and then I went around wearing two hats for ages because I'm a hypochondriac. Because when you concussed and you hit
like
your head
Elon
again,
Musk.
You can... Thank you.
He wears two hats.
A lot of people say that about me.
No, you've got just recently. And the White House.
He might have been a bit hypochondriac. His hat wears a hat.
You know, Neil Young's just written a song with Elon Musk in it. Anyway, that's beside the point. Okay.
I told Karen before we went on air
not to deviate.
Let's talk about Elon Musk. She just can't.
It's so easy.
So where are you now, Emily? You're in Auckland.
I am in Auckland. Yeah, I was just came up for the night to go to my friend Paul Cathro's single release last night at Whammy Bar.
Oh, great! Was it good night?
It was awesome. It was so good. Have you seen them live?
I haven't.
Ah, you should definitely check it out. Good songwriting.
And you're on the bus on the way to the airport now, Emily. And you've also got a song, an unreleased song for us, right? It's not just your biography of head trauma.
Yeah, it's a song I wrote. Almost got busted vaping at the airport.
Vaping? What did you say?
I don't know.
I almost got caught vaping at the airport.
Oh, right.
That's a good song,
man. I'm sitting outside. Yeah.
That's like that Julia Jacqueline song.
It's not illegal, vaping. It's all right.
Ah.
No.
You can actually vape on the plane.
No. All right, so we've got this song, Emily.
Tell us what it's about. Tell us what it's called.
All right, so it's called Brain Injury. Mostly just because I couldn't think of a better title, but I wrote it maybe like a couple of years after I had the accident, and I played it live a few times, recorded it, but yeah, haven't released it. So the Laura Ferguson Trust, which is like a brain injury care place in Christchurch, they would all come to my gigs and they love this song. So yeah, I thought I'll just give that to you guys.
Thank you. Really looking forward to playing it. I hope I can. I've downloaded it. Finn's given me the link, so I've got it here. What time is your plane going?
That's a good question. I think it's like 11:40, and I'm checked in. So.
Oh, good. You're going to Dunedin?
I'm going to Christchurch.
Right.
Yeah.
You live in Christchurch?
I do.
Right. Okay. All right. Hey, Emily, thank you very much for joining us this morning. And I know it wasn't a rainy day project, but we very much enjoyed hearing about your brain injury.
You really bailed me out.
Everybody loves to hear about brain injury, you know?
Thank you so much.
It was nice to talk to you guys.
Yeah, you too. Have a good flight.
See you.
Thank you.
Bye.
She's off. See ya. Okay. That's Emily Fairlight, and this track, Finn, I hope I can play it.
You'll be able to.
Well, it's here. Shall I go? It's called Brain Injury.
Go.
Let's do it.
I lost the years as concrete tears, the self-fed of my body. I'll not return while history burns, a blaze I can't recall. Blaze I can't recall.
Finn Johansson.